appreciate the valuable
question.
Please ask all you want.
Okay, my feeling is that the Eagles will take, if depending who slips through, either Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Patrick Surtain, or J.C. Horn. Okay, the two corners or the two wide receivers, whichever slips through. But if they stay at number 12, and if Micah Parsons is there, should they take him?
Yes, because you're talking about you talked about linebacker being an issue. So he obviously can play linebacker and edge rusher. So he brings to the table incredible quickness, as you saw by the 4.39 he ran in his 40 on pro day. He brings great strength. But here's what else he brings to the table. When you're a guy that, as you and I both know, Merrill, that guys go from safety to outside linebacker, they go from outside linebacker maybe to a defensive end as they transition in their careers. Rarely did they go back from the line of scrimmage. And that's what Micah Parsons did from high school to college, which meant he had to learn how to play in space. You have to have work ethic and intelligence to do what he did in 2 years. And that's what he's going to bring to the table. He is very, very smart. He works very, very hard. He already has his degree, by the way, here at Penn State.
Oh, does he? He does.
Yes. He already has his degree. He is a very smart individual and a walk-on player. This is a walk-on player. I was standing on the sideline of practice one day, and he looked at me, and Micah came by. He was on kickoff return. He came by, slapped my hand. He goes, "Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing?" Good. He kept on going. The walk-on player looks at me and he says, "You know, when he came here, we'd heard so many things about him. I didn't know what to expect. My goodness, what a terrific guy he is. What a great teammate." He says, "He says when you get to know him, you love him." So,
How about that?
I would take him.
I will keep that in mind, Steve. I will keep that in mind.